the graves were roped off and marked for removal. And the surveyors all knew where the graves were at. Unfortunately, the graves were never removed. What they did is they dumped fill dirt on top of the graves to elevate the new highway.
Oh.
Now it gets even stranger
than that.
So they
basically buried the graves that were already buried.
They buried the graves, and without any marker or anything on that, you know, like a historical marker that was never put up. But at the time that they dumped the fill dirt on top of the graves, and this is where I first thought something was wrong. Hurricane Donna was crossing the tip of Florida, and it appeared that Hurricane Donna was headed out into the Gulf of Mexico at the time. On the very day they dumped the fill dirt on top of the graves, Hurricane Donna makes an abrupt northeastward turn and follows the surveyed route of Interstate 4 right up across what we call the dead zone. And as a matter of fact, the eye of the hurricane actually crossed the graves at midnight, and then the hurricane proceeded on out into the Atlantic up by Ormond Beach. Now, Hurricane Donna was the worst hurricane to hit the inland part of Florida in generations, and it did a lot of damage.
Sure did.
So it halted construction on Interstate 4 for several months. I mean, it washed away the fill dirt, it bogged down equipment, and it took them a long time to get started again on the highway. Strange as that sounds, most recently when we had three hurricanes hit Florida, they were working on building an approach ramp where the graves are, and this was about 3 years ago when we had those three hurricanes hit Florida.
Right.
And I was driving through there one day, and I noticed they were working exactly where those graves were again. So I put it out to some of my fans and readers ahead of time. I said, well, watch these hurricanes, because one of them is going to follow Interstate 4 up and cross the graves at midnight, because they're tampering with that place where the graves are again.
You knew this was going to happen.
Well, you know, I was guessing. You know, I was looking at the past, and I was looking at what was going on. I said, I'm just going to take the chance and put this out on the internet to some of my fans and friends, and if it happens, it happens, and we'll see what happens. So anyway, sure enough, Hurricane Charlie came right up Interstate 4, made a turn just like Hurricane Donna did, followed Interstate 4 up. I missed my calculation that the eye would cross the graves at midnight. The eye actually crossed the graves about 10 o'clock that evening. And it went, followed Hurricane Donna's path right on out into the Atlantic Ocean. So here was a second hurricane that crossed those graves when they were being tampered with. So both of these hurricane incidents kind of perked me up. I thought to myself, well, this is getting a little strange. Whether or not the hurricanes had anything to do with supernatural forces, I don't know. It's just very strange that these events happen. As a matter of fact, the weather forecasters or reporters on the local television even referred to Hurricane Charlie as the Interstate 4 hurricane. But the paths of these two hurricanes were almost identical, though. And since that time, over the past, you know, since Interstate 4 opened, there have been a tremendous number of traffic accidents in this quarter-mile section of Interstate 4.
Now, people who live in this region, Charlie, are they familiar with this myth, I guess if we call it that?
Well, no, and I'll tell you why. Only the old-timers are. But you see, with Florida's changing population, we're about 90% newcomers now. And so they're picking up on the story gradually. But the old-timers, even when Hurricane Charlie went through there a few years ago, the old-timers, they just said among themselves that, yeah, we know why that happened, why that hurricane hit here. Because the story still circulates among the older folks. But there's not too many of them left anymore. Most of the people around that area are brand new. So they're just now picking up on the story. But What is really strange is the high number of traffic accidents that occur there in that quarter-mile section of highway.
And is there any reason for it? I mean, I know in the St. Louis area there's a US 20, which is an area that they've been trying to straighten out because there were too many curvy accidents. Is there something wrong with the interstate, or is it just strange?
Well, at one time, this was a straight highway through there. It does have an exit ramp and an approach ramp there. But for half the history of the interstate, it was a straight highway. It wasn't. It didn't really have a lot of traffic. As the boom occurred in Florida and more people came in, then the interstate got heavily traveled, and they had to widen it. And so in the second half of the history of the highway, yes, it was a congested area there.
Mm-hmm.
And then during the period when they were doing a lot of construction there, building a new approach ramp and exit ramp there, that created a lot of congestion too. So that can account for some accidents.